Welcome to Art and Espresso, talking business growth with Greg Beck. This is Greg Beck, Chief Growth Officer at Focal Point Advisory Services. So nothing gets me out over my skates faster than when I start cross-comparing authors. But what the heck, I'm coming up on a couple days off here. Let's have some fun with it. I'm reading a book, actually listening to a book if I'm being honest, called Willpower Won't Work by a guy named Benjamin Hardy. And what he talks about is among a numerous number of topics in the book. I won't even try to condense them all on a podcast this short. But what he talks about is that willpower, for psychological and neurobiological reasons, is a replenishable but finite resource, meaning that once your willpower is done, it's done. And you will have that cigarette, you'll take a drink, you will have a cookie, you'll do whatever it is other than what your stated goals are. And at the same time, I've been listening to a lot of what's coming out of really great thinkers like Hugh McLeod, Dr. Andrew Huberman, David Goggins, I'm sure these are all names that you've heard about before, who say that you need to do one really tough thing every single day in order to build your willpower. And at first I thought those were contradictory statements. But as I went deeper into Benjamin Hardy's book, what he talks about is that you do need to do something hard every day, but you need to create the environment where the willpower you do have, even if you have more than the average bear, is fully applied to doing something that will give you the maximum value for your definition of success. So I'll pick on David Goggins. He runs 7 miles every single morning, which just blows my mind because I don't think I could run 700 feet. But that is part of his brand, is what he enjoys doing, and it's part of what he talks about. I do not get the same benefit, nor do I think a lot of my listeners get a benefit if they were to do the same thing. So that begs the question, if running 7 miles is not the best use of your willpower, what are you going to put in your environment that will allow you to focus your willpower on those things that are of most value to you? And then when that resource is expended, what environmental factors do you put in place to allow it to come back? And I bring this up in the podcast because I feel like across the entire spectrum, people are only having one half of the conversation. They're either talking about this get after it 24/7 mentality, or they're talking about a life of ease. And the research, if you actually dig into it, indicates that neither is the ideal option. So that's it for this episode of Art and Espresso. If you found this content enjoyable and actionable, I would ask that you give us a follow on either iTunes or Spotify, and a 5-star review on iTunes is always appreciated. Until next time, cheers, everyone.